I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Ellie Burlow. And this week, Ellie meets up with a baker on Martha's Vineyard who's trying to better the world one loaf of bread at a time.
I'm an artist at heart, so I like to mix it up. So I sprout things and I ferment stuff and I soak other things.
That's Olivia Pattison. She's 30 years old and a bread baker living on Martha's Vineyard.
There's seeds and there's fruits and there's a lot of stuff in the world. There's potato chips. You could put potato chips. You could put anything in bread. It's sort of like a blank canvas.
Olivia has been baking professionally for only 4 years. She's self-taught, has had mentors along the way, and also learned by good old-fashioned trial and error.
This will be my third summer running Cinnamon Starship, my solo project.
This name, Cinnamon Starship, here's the deal with that.
My friend Milo, that was his nickname for me. He thought that it was just so nice that I say cinnamony, and he said I fill the world with cinnamony goodness.
In every loaf of bread she bakes, Olivia uses at least 15% of local, stone-ground, whole grains grown by island farmers, like rye and red fife, a winter wheat. And now she's venturing out on her own as a farmer.
I'm going into a project now where I've rented land. I'm going to attempt to grow some of my own grains and things to put in bread because as a cook, it's always inspiring to go out to the garden and see what's in season and go from there. And I want to have more of that experience as a baker.
This spring, Olivia is planting flint corn, barley, wheat, and rice. Yes, rice can grow here. That'll be another story. And then for good measure, she's planting sugar beets and béné, which is an ancestor to sesame. And then there will be more sweet potatoes, lots and lots of purple ones.
The purple sweet potato bread was just this vibrant purple color. I grew last year probably 25 feet worth of sweet potatoes. And so I'm going to grow now 5 or 6 times that much. So purple bread is coming.
The Cinnamon Starship project was created in the context of this resurgence of small-scale farmers growing and using a diversity of grains.
People are just getting an interest in learning how to bake with this stuff again because we've sort of forgotten what it's like. And we've, as Americans, have just become accustomed to this average white bread. And we sort of need to retrain what our expectations are of bread and then also how to work and how to listen to the dough itself and what it needs.
I love that, listening to the dough. Wheat has been getting a bad rap with the increase and awareness of celiac disease, but not all wheat or bread is created equally. Here's Olivia's take on the matter.
Wheat is like this really intense plant. It's super nutritious. It's like this superpower little seed. And what we have done over all of humanity is sort of cultivate this super nutritionally dense seed and grind it and ferment it and make that nutrition available to us how it wasn't before. Not only have we taken all the nutrition away from it by processing it, roller milling it, all the nutrition is in the bran and the endosperm, and if you take that away, then you're left with nothing.
When whole wheat grains are highly processed into bleached white flour, the vitamins, minerals, and fiber are removed, and then synthetic nutrients are added back in to fortify or enrich.
It's so interesting to me, and it's a part of solving the whole equation of health and eating and America. And it sort of goes back to, you know, can we take back our world from big ag? As people, we've, in the past 100 years, forgotten, it seems like, everything that we knew about keeping our world healthy and keeping ourselves healthy.
There are a lot of politics going on in Cinnamon Starship, and food is intrinsically political. But politics can also taste good, like Olivia's deli rye made with toasted caraway seeds and a whopping 60% of locally grown rye flour. And by the way, this bread makes a delicious pastrami sandwich. I asked Olivia if she feels like an activist or a revolutionary.
I don't know if I feel like a revolutionary, but I do feel like there are a lot of problems in our world. And if we can even figure out a small way to combat them, like be mindful of where your food comes from, that's a step in the right direction that everybody can do a little bit to help create a better world. And so I guess I'm trying to change things for the better out here, for sure. Bread, it's a good metaphor.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Berlow.
You can see some photos of that purple sweet potato bread and find out more about local grains right on our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.